This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Jubal Show on demand. First date follow-up.
Rob is on the phone today, and Rob is not getting a call back from Monica. They went on a date to see a rock band.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Apparently, Rob's friends with some big rock stars. Rob's calling us because his date, Monica, isn't calling him back, and he doesn't know why, even though he's got huge rock star friends. Before we get into all that, though, Rob, how long has it been since you went out with Monica?
Yeah, it's been about 2 weeks now.
2 weeks?
All right, okay. That's a decent amount of time.
It is. Yeah, that's definitely being ghosted, for sure.
Rob, how many times have you tried to hit her up?
I actually reached out a couple times via text. I eventually just ended up calling her, and I haven't gotten anything back. So I left it alone for a while, and then I just figured I'd try and see if you guys could help.
Okay. Well, okay. We definitely will try to help you out. So your email said that you went to go see a rock band, and you are friends with famous rock stars. That's not really the way it said it. That's the way I'm saying it, just to sound weird. But tell us about the date.
Yeah, for sure. We met on Tinder, and I took her. So one of my friends is in like a 90s rock cover band type show.
Oh,
so
wow.
Like, yeah, not a big rock, maybe one day, So I thought like, oh yeah, this is nice. Like I it's one of my friends. I'll feel comfortable in that environment. So we went and saw the show. And I thought it went really well. You know, I liked talking to her. I found her very attractive. And I felt like the date went really well. And then she just ghosted me.
Okay. Well, is there anything that happened on the date that you think could have ruined your chances?
Before we went, I like made sure you like, hey, it's a 90s rock band. Like, is this something that you'd be interested in? So like, I knew right away that was going to work out. There were two things that I racked my brain on what it could have been. And there are two things that stuck out. The first was that, when we first got to the venue, my friend was supposed to put me on like the list to get in. And so when we first got to the club, we ended up standing outside for 20 minutes because she must have forgotten to put me on the list.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. Just, especially if you tell someone, no, I'm friends with the band.
Yeah, right.
And then they're like, where's your name? I promise, I'm friends with them.
I'm with the band.
Yeah, I'll show you the text message. I don't need to see that, sir. Everybody's friends with the band. Get back in line. That is an embarrassing situation.
Absolutely. And so, I mean, like, yes, super embarrassing. And I was like, I'm so sorry for this. She seemed like totally okay with it. I was like, okay, great. Like, I'm not, you know, it's not a final strike out here. So, the only other thing that really sticks out is, you know, I've seen my friend's band perform a couple times, right? 3 or 4 different times. And the time that we went, it was not as good as they normally are. You know, whatever their song lineup, or they just weren't, you know, vibing that night, whatever it was, it wasn't as good as it normally was. And so I was like, maybe she thinks I just, you know, this, it's not a, I don't know. I don't know. That was the only thing that I could think of.
You took her to see this band that you had talked about. You talked it up. The first thing is you weren't on the list. They forgot to put you on the list. So it looks like you probably don't know them. And then the music was more like this.
Not this.
is that what happened?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only thing I can really think of. You know, like I said, I felt like after all that, our date ended really well. Like I walked into her car. I gave her a hug. We like laughed about the performances a little bit. And I had like made mention of it like, hey, normally they're better. And so like I felt like we mutually agreed that it was a good night. And then that was it.
You didn't get a kiss or anything? No hug? Any physical contact?
No, I was trying to be a gentleman. I felt like if the opportunity was there, I would have taken it. But I just felt like, okay, we're, you know, this is where the night's ending and we'll call it a night.
Okay.
All right. Well, that's nice.
Yeah. So, and that's the only reason that you can think is maybe the band wasn't as good as you thought it would be or you told her it was. And then also maybe it looked like you might not have known them as well as you do because you weren't on the list.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, we'll see if we can figure it out. Then we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your first date follow-up next. Sound good?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Sounds great.
Gravy.
All right. We'll do it next. The Jubal Show. Hey, Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I would love to do the first date follow-up for you, but you're not on the list. Sorry.
Too soon.
So if you're just joining us for the first date follow-up, I started it off that way because Rob took a girl, Monica, to see a band, and he knows the singer of this 90s cover rock band, and he wanted to take his date, Monica, there. They went there, except he wasn't on the list, and that's always awkward if you know the people, but they didn't put you on the list. Now it looks like you don't really know them. Mm-hmm. So that was a weird moment on their date. And then they went to the show, and Rob said that the band wasn't as good as they usually are. So maybe it was just really a bad experience all around. And that's why he thinks Monica might not be calling him back. When they parted ways, he thought she had a good time. They said, hey, we'll go out again. But it's been 2 weeks, and he's heard nothing from her. We're about to get her on the phone right now and see if we can figure it out. Here we go.
Let's get it.
Hello?
Hi, may I speak to Monica, please?
Yeah, this is Monica.
Hey, Monica, how are you? My name is Jubal, and I'm calling from a radio show that is called The Jubal Show.
And it's Alex from the same show.
And the Christian Grace from also the same show.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, hi. Hi.
Hi.
This is cool. What's up?
Oh, so you know the show then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Cool.
Hopefully you still like it after we're done talking to you.
Oh, God. What does that mean?
It means that we got an email about you from somebody that you went on a date with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Okay. Yep. Am I in trouble? Like, what's happening?
This is a first date follow-up. You went on a date with someone, you ghosted them, and they want to know why, because they really liked you, and that person's name is Rob.
Yes, Rob. I know. Okay. Okay. This makes, like, it's been about, like, 2 weeks or something. And we went on a date and he took me to see, it was like his friend's cover band. They do like 90s rock. And, so, I mean, he said that they were his friends and we get there and we're not on any sort of list. So we have to wait outside, which I was totally fine with. You know, there were some cool people outside. We just all got to chatting and talking and, you know, we go inside afterward.
One of the reasons that it could be why you're not calling him back, he thought, was the fact that he wasn't on the list and it might have looked like he didn't actually know the people he told you he knew.
Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, stuff happens. Like, I didn't care about that. And, you know, it was fine. We were just waiting outside, just talking. It gave us more of an opportunity to talk. So I was cool with it.
Okay.
But then, like, we get in and I thought the band was great. Like, they sounded good to me and, yeah. That wasn't
it. He told us that the band wasn't as good as they normally are. He thought that was the other reason that you might not be calling them back, but you actually thought they were good.
No, I thought they were good. Now, I will say that the red flag that popped up for me was that the whole time they were playing, and even before we even got in the club to hear them play, he was just talking trash about them the entire time.
What?
Really? Yeah, he was. You know, he was like, sometimes they're hit or miss, and I don't want you to have, like, high expectations about the band. Like, that type of stuff. And I'm like, dude, these are your friends. Why are you talking about them like that? You should be, like, their number one fan. So, I don't know. I mean, something my grandmother always used to tell me was just, like, you know, how Harry talks about Sally says more about Harry than it does about Sally. So, I'm just like, if he's talking about his friends like that, then, ugh. I don't want to be with a guy who does that.
If somebody's constantly talking trash about people, you know they're doing the same thing about you when you leave the room. That's like anytime I've had a friend who's constantly doing that, they're usually not my friend for very long because I just like, I don't want to hang out. I don't want to hang out and talk about how bad everybody else is.
Yeah.
Can we talk about something else? Also, I don't want you talking about how bad I am all the time.
I'm scared to hear what you have to say about me.
For me, it's just like, if you do that with someone that you just met and throw your friends that you've known for years or however longer under the bus for someone that you just met, then I don't know. It just rubbed me the wrong way.
You know what? We did talk to him, and he did tell us that they weren't good that night. So maybe not. Maybe he is talking trash about them.
I don't know. I thought they were good. I didn't have high expectations for a cover band anyway.
So. Right. Yeah. I mean, you're going to a 90s rock cover band. Really, you shouldn't be like, this is going to be the most amazing thing.
You're not going to Adele or anything.
Yeah.
No, it was more about, you know, just the fact that we were going out together. It was supposed to be something that was fun, and it ended up not being fun because he was just, you know.
Yeah, he took the fun out of it.
The whole time.
All right, well, I hope this doesn't take the fun out of it for you, but he is on the phone listening and wants to talk to you.
Oh, forgot.
Yeah.
Hey, Monica.
Hey, Rob.
Yeah, sorry to do this on the air. It just seems weird to me. I mean, I'm sorry if that's the reason. I talk about my friend's performances in a joking way. We do that with each other all the time about, you know, we bust each other's balls. Like, that's what we do. That's what friends do. We've known each other for years.
Yeah, I guess just because it was our first date and we don't know much about each other. I didn't know that you do that with your friends. So it really just came off as just you being a
You could have told me that via text or anything. It just sucks that we had to do this over the air.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it was... I'm sorry. I should have answered. I should have responded. I should have let you know what was up. But now it's just out for the public to hear.
So, Rob, if you were to say the things that you were saying to her about your friend's band to them, would they be cool with it?
Absolutely. I actually talked to them after the show and was like, hey, not your best performance. Like, they know. I told my friend exactly what I told Monica. So, like, they know exactly what I said to her.
Yeah, I mean, even if that's the way that you guys are with each other, it just comes off as negative to me. So I don't have that interaction with my friends, and I don't want my friends to have that type of interaction with me. I would take it personally. And if that's the way that you talk to people that you love, then if we got into a relationship, I would have a problem because I don't want someone ripping on me the entire time we're together.
Well, who doesn't want that?
I'm too sensitive for that stuff, too.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I guess that's just difference of opinion there, but sorry it didn't work out, but good luck with your dating advice from your grandmother.
Oh, that was shade.
Thanks. Good luck with ripping on your friends all the time.
All right. Well, let me ask the question then. Monica, would you like to go out with Rob again on another date? We will pay for it.
No, I'm good. Thank you. I'm okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm good. Just, you know, have fun being miserable.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm talking about. That's good. That's a good joke. We could, you know, give each other.
No, that was not a joke, Rob. I was being serious.
Oh.
The Jubal Show on demand.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy, right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.